if I won't be quiet, then she'll have to report me. She wants me to act like some middle-aged man. I used to think she knew me, but she can't understand that it's hard to make a living doing watercolor and collage. That's why I'm 40 years old and I'm living in my man's garage. My girlfriend's all but finished with her graduate degree. She always knows the questions when we're watching Jeopardy. There's a coffee house near campus where her work is on display. The critics from the weekly paper go there every day. She's a true creative, which they cannot abide, so they compensate by being condescending and snide. They say her work's a mangled mess of macrame and mucilage. But they're all 40 years old and they're living in their mom's garage. I am 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. My hobbies are Godzilla movies, mountain biking, and triage. I've got to relax cause I get so stressed from this incessant negative barrage. Mom wakes me up, she needs the car for what I can say. She dresses up and goes out early almost every day. I try to explain that an artist needs his rest, at least 12 hours so I can be my best. Now I'm outside sleeping under the hedge, but someday they'll recognize me as the genius with an edge. I'll meet with the New York elite, I'll be the Duke of Decoupage. With a car hole full of limos for my sycophantic entourage. Hey, at least I'm chasing something, even if it's only a mirage. But now I'm 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage.
Yeah.
40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage. 40 years old and I'm living in my mom's garage.